Proclamation number 6438 of 29th of December, 1955. Occasion and purpose of the descent of Jesus. The core of Christ's teaching is the commandment of love, because people lack love and love is nevertheless the most important thing if your upward development is to progress. If the soul wants to find entrance into the kingdom of light at the end of earthly life, that is why God Himself came to earth in the man Jesus, in order to show them for the time being the way, which leads back to Him, which forms the being again in such a way, as it came out of God once. The man Jesus taught love and lived it Himself to the people. Through His life of love, the man Jesus also proved to people the attainment of perfection. He proved to them that it is possible to come into a state through love which makes the union with God possible and thus brings in light and power in abundance. For He was as man the same as every other man. What led Him to the union with God? What brought Him the power to work miracles? What gave Him light, full recognition and deepest wisdom? Was only the love, which glowed in Him overpoweringly to God and to His fellow human beings. And for the first time He wanted to make this love the most important thing for people, that they should do like Him, that they should follow Him and the way of life, in order to reach again the former perfection, which they had once lost in the spiritual world through their apostasy from God. But mankind was heavily burdened by this former apostasy from God. A sin debt weighed on it, from which the man Jesus was free. A guilt of sin, which also pulled down the willing people again and again, which also gave another Lord the right to prevent the ascent. A Lord who is opposed to Jesus, who is completely devoid of love and who therefore prevented the people, who had become His property through the fall of man, from acting in love wherever possible. The love teaching of Christ could have been accepted but not lived out by men as long as they were still under the power of Him who had once been responsible for their fall. And so His power had to be broken first, people had to be freed from Him first, it had to be made possible for them to go the way up, someone had to help them. Because they were too weak on their own, even if they were of good will. The burden had to be lifted from the people that kept them chained to their jailer. And this burden, the guilt of sin of their former rebellion against God, they could not bear or pay off themselves, because it was immense and would have eternally prevented them from ascending to God. Therefore Jesus took this mission upon Himself, for the people, for His fallen brothers, to wipe out the guilt, to atone for it and to redeem people from the power of the adversary. For Jesus was likewise a being that came forth from God's love, like His brother Lucifer. And He recognized, as an angelic spirit remaining with God, the great misery of the fallen and the impossibility of getting rid of this misery by His own strength, if help was not brought to Him. And His exceeding great love offered itself for this help, to embody itself on earth in the man Jesus and to serve the eternal deity Isagover. The eternal love, which wanted to redeem that guilt of sin through a work of atonement, which it brought to execution in the man Jesus. Only after the work of redemption was it possible for people to become free and to rise out of darkness, through love work, through living out the teaching which Jesus preached on earth. because before men would not have been able to do this, because they were still bound, because their will was so weakened by the burden of sin that they would have sunk back again and again through the influence of the adversary. The souls belong to him, and voluntarily he would never have given them up. But Jesus paid the debt through his suffering and death on the cross. The divine love, which had embodied itself in the man Jesus, redeemed the guilt itself, and people became free. As soon as they acknowledge Jesus as the divine Redeemer and also claim his work of mercy for themselves, as well as they believe that God and Jesus has taken care of people in order to make the way of return to him possible for them, as well as they now also live in the following of Jesus, as well as they lead a life in love and shape themselves again to what they were in the beginning. Beings filled with light and power, who united with God through love. Amen.